Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in, where are we going to go today? Chihuahua.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Chihuahua. I was like, I have never seen a Chihuahua, Mississippi.
No. I almost really screwed up.
Taco Bell.
I almost screwed up because I just Googled Pontotoc County, and there's one in Oklahoma. So I was about to say a city in Oklahoma, and I just clicked on it just to make sure. I was like, I've never heard of this place.
Well, what's funny is you might see some similar names in Oklahoma. That you would in Mississippi.
Yeah, absolutely would.
Chihuahua.
But luckily, I clicked on it, and it said a community in Oklahoma, and I was like, no, that's not what we want. So I went
so
back.
So Chihuahua's in Pontotoc?
Chihuahua is just south of Pontotoc, southeast of Pontotoc on Highway 41.
Okay.
There you go. Between Pontotoc and Woodland.
Not far from Algoma, I imagine.
No, not far at all. I mean, looks like a stone's throw.
Where Seafood Junction is.
How have we not gone back to
Let's
Seafood
Junction?
Let's
just skip one of the football games and just go there instead.
Well, next Saturday is bye week.
Yeah, I think I'm going to a Ducks Unlimited banquet.
Oh.
No, that's not next. That's the 12th. I'm going to Ducks Unlimited banquet. Next week. Natty's birthday party.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, let's have it at Seafood Junction. What says happy birthday
hey,
to a
sweetie,
5-year-old?
We're not going to Chuck E. Cheese. We're actually going to Seafood Junction, but it's so cool. You can see a bunch of animals in there.
Yeah. If you tell her that me and
catfish, Sock and shrimp.
Me and Sock are going to be there, she'll be happy.
She'll go.
Yeah. So how old, 5?
6.
Six
years old.
Oh, man.
Gosh. She's having 2 birthday parties. We're having one with the family this week, mm-hmm. and then later this month.
Like the real party.
We're going to Chuck E. Cheese.
With the booze. And
she wanted to go to Chuck E. Cheese. I thought that was just like a thing you said.
Yeah.
No, kids actually do want to go to Chuck E. Cheese for the birthday.
Where is there one?
Tupelo.
There's one in Tupelo still?
Yep.
Okay.
My kids
went to it years ago. I thought it was closed.
There's one in Jackson, too.
Wow. I didn't know.
We went to the one in Jackson one time for my nephew.
Well, there you go.
I had a lot of fun in there, too, man. They got some arcade games.
Yeah. There's stuff you can do for adults there, yeah.
They're still making money on the birthday parties because it's expensive to get, like, a birthday party for, you know, 6 or 7 kids. You pay for, like, a pizza, drinks. You have a certain amount of, like, tickets you get or tokens you get. So, a birthday cake. Still rocking and rolling. Kind of like Skate Odyssey.
There it is. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. That's a pretty easy to follow slogan. What it means is this. When you need to get the message of your business out to customers, to potential customers, to repeat customers, to whatever, Pip Printing and Signs has a plan for you. 30 years of doing business with people just like you and building up their customer base. Pip Printing and Signs can get it done. You need to give them a call today and find out exactly what it is they can put on paper for you. Call our friend Cam Baker at 601-499-5216. Give him a call. Tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning, and he'll take it from there. Don't forget, if you are a Mississippi State fan and you want to do business with Pip Printing and Signs, 10% of your sale goes directly to the Bulldog Initiative. So nowadays with the Bulldog Initiative, they need you more than ever. This might be an easy way for you to donate to the Bulldog Initiative without spending any extra money. I know that times are tough, so here's a note. Like I said, you're already spending that money on printing anyway, so why not just switch to Pip Printing and Signs, and boom, you're right there. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and you certainly are looking for it. So, next time you are in the market the market. I feel like you're selling a car here. But if you're in the market for a new Polo, and you're tired of those old...
Which happens all the time.
Happens all the time. You don't want to get that Banner M Polo. You want to get something new, cool. They've got them at College Corner with the state script, with the M over S, and of course, with the interlocking. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Sheller. You can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. For lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch, the best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. When you are thinking about lunch in the city of Starkville, I want you to be thinking about Restaurant Tyler and that blue plate they've got over there. Fried chicken, fried catfish, pork chops, meatloaf. They've got it all. It's right there. It's all delicious. And great selection of veggies, great selection of if you want to get something else, if you're not a blue plate person, you want to get a burger or a sandwich, they got you covered there as well. For lunch in Starkville, the best place to go is right there at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let Priority One Bank be PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you that location nearest you. But not only that, to show you how they're going to help you manage your money, help you invest, help you plan for the future. Now more than ever, it's important to be able to talk to somebody at your bank. When you have questions about your money, you don't want to be on hold. You don't want to be waiting around. No, who has time for that? Priority One Bank gives you that service that you need when you're talking about your money. It's your money. You should be able to get somebody on the phone to talk about it. You can get that with Priority One. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Robbie,
before we get started with the Mississippi State stuff, can we talk a little bit about this, the UNLV?
Damn it, I was going to make a joke.
But before that?
I was going to be like, well,
I thought you were going to jump right into it.
No, I was going to say, well, I hate to tell you guys that, but I did the ad read, but Robbie and I were made some promises that weren't kept, so he and I are out of here. So, but that being said, yes, we can talk. So here's where I am on this, okay? Because I don't know.
I have bounced back and forth.
I don't know what the truth is.
Yeah.
In any situation, if somebody makes promises to you and then they don't keep their promises, you are within your rights to walk away. All right? I work for Super Talk Mississippi. If Super Talk Mississippi said, this is what we're going to give you, and they didn't give it to me, I would be perfectly content to say, well, you know what? I don't have to go to work today. That's fine. Now we have this story saying this kid was basically, after the first few games, was like, hey, I'm out. I want a new contract, basically, and was talking to other coaches and stuff. And his family decided they want to renegotiate. That I have no time for. Your contract, look, we don't have collective bargaining. We don't have a union here in college football yet. Your contract is just your contract. And to do that in the middle of the season is a scumbag move.
Yeah.
There's no getting around that. So I don't know what side, I don't know what the actual truth is, Robbie.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
So far, we have one person I would consider fairly reputable, the Carl Reed guy that was a former coworker of mine at 247, fairly connected within the industry and things like that. We've now found out that his point of contact in this is the UNLV offensive coordinator.
Right.
The guy has in his bio that that's his dude or whatever. And it was only one-sided. That's on Carl. He's got to do a better job of getting both sides of the story before reporting it. Because he came out initially and said, he hired an agent, he's trying to get more money, things like that. We had a couple of people come out and say that the kid is entering the transfer portal because he was contacted by other coaches. Well, I think I'm going to side now with the people, with Pete Thamel and the people that it appears they're going out and getting both sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking to the parents. The parents are, and the agency is coming out with actual numbers.
Okay.
That he was promised $100,000. Apparently, he's only been paid like $3,000 or something like that. Now, if he's getting shafted like that, it's kind of hard to be upset. And
if
his dad is saying,
"Promised me $100,000 and didn't deliver it. No chance. I'm continuing to work for them."
Except for Bulldog Sports Radio, who's promising you money, never got it.
I learned my lesson.
That's why you say you're not working.
Yeah, I've learned how that goes.
You and I have both done work before without getting paid.
That's true. You and with rivals, yeah?
Well, they came back and said, we're no longer going to pay you this, so we're going to pay you this now. And it was like minimum wage. That's why I went. Thank God when they voided the contract, I was able to just go join Paul. There was no non-compete anymore. But it's – I don't care who's right or wrong in this. It just shows you how messed up this current model is. Anybody that's arguing that NFL is a worse model than college football right now or is a worse product, I just can't have a conversation with you because right. It's not even close. Right. The NFL is a significantly better product than college football because of this setup. Mm-hmm. And this is 100% on the NCAA, the TV networks that have created all of this, these issues because of money. People that were power hungry, people that are corrupt, they've ruined everything. They've ruined everything in college football. It's not the players' fault. People can blame the players all they want to. It starts at the very top in the NCAA and the administrators around the country and the football coaches that have asked for more and more money while the players aren't getting paid. This has all been, you know, just festering underneath. Mm-hmm. And now the giant pimple is about to burst.
Oh, I could have done without that. I could have done without that visual. Oh, God.
Well, the first thought was festering pimple that works.
And Pete Thamel is Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, I mean, this is, and who's going to stop it? Like, do you have any faith that somebody's going to come in here with a good plan?
No.
And change it? No. I mean, I don't see another way out of this except for making players employees. And I don't know if people want that, but that's the only way to stop all this crap. You have a contract that's 3 or 4 years, probably 3 years. You allow them a chance in their fourth year to do whatever. But you have a contract that states you during this time, you fill these obligations, you do this and that. And if you want to transfer, the team that's taking you has to pay for you to come to their school. Mm-hmm. On top of the fact that they're going to have to make their own contract. That's the only way to stop all this.
Yeah.
And I don't know when or if that'll ever happen, but until then, this is just the beginning. You're about to see more and more players come out and say, you know, I didn't get paid my money either, so it's probably time for me to go too. So you're going to see guys opting out. You're going to see guys, in the transfer portal, sitting out the rest of the season to redshirt. It's just going to happen more and more in college athletics, and it sucks, man.
And one thing that's going to need to happen is collectives, they're going to have to make sure every I is dotted and T yeah. is crossed on these things. Because, you know, UNLV, you know, I know that they're 3-0, and they are probably in the mix for that group of five spot for the
playoff.
For the playoff. What if this was Carson Beck? You know, what if this was Jalen Milroe or Jackson Dart?
I mean, well, I think what you're seeing is UNLV's collective is probably shoddy.
Yeah, which, I mean, they're in Vegas. Yeah, I'm not exactly. totally surprised yeah. by that. So,
you know, Charlie probably does it as well as anybody because this is a guy that has experience.
He's a lawyer.
An attorney. Yeah. He knows he's got to protect himself, protect Mississippi State, things like that. So Charlie knows what he's doing in that regard. It appears that they did not.
Yeah.
We're choosing to believe at this point in time as we record that the family is correct and the agency is correct that he was indeed screwed out of his money. Because I've seen nobody else that's reputable come out and back up what Carl Reed is saying, that he was, you know,
yeah.
he just came in and said, I want more money or whatever, or he was getting contacted out of the portal or from another team to get in the portal to come join them. So, you know, I don't know what to believe, but I'm siding right now with the reports that he just wasn't paid.
Yeah, that seems to be where we're going, especially when we're talking about the guy who made the report. When the guy who makes the report is connected to the coaching staff.
I mean, why does the offensive coordinator have this guy in his profile?
I mean, it would literally be like if this was happening at Mississippi State and Bart Gregory reported that this is not true. Like,
yeah, I mean,
you know, it is or Joel. If Joel were to report.
And also, why is a reporter a point of contact for an offensive coordinator?
I have no idea.
This is just weird stuff.
It is odd. It is odd. Yeah. But can you imagine, like, you know, let's just say, let me throw somebody, Kevin Coleman said that he was not going to play because he didn't get certain promises, and Joel released a report saying this is not true. I mean, what are we doing?
Well, I mean, the better thing, Joel, is if it's one of us.
Yeah.
If we did
if
it,
we
and
did,
it said
it's one
and it
thing.
Said in the in
yeah.
it said in the in Jeff Lebby's yeah. bio or Coleman Hutzler's bio,
my guy
that,
Brian Haydad,
that you were his guy. I've never seen anything like this. I don't think.
I this guy. I don't know anything about this person. This Carl Reed. But I, mean,
I don't know much.
Says,
I used to work with him. I mean,
it says he's a coach in his. He's college football analyst, 24/7 CBS Sports, former head coach. So, I mean, I don't know who this person is.
There's so many people that bounce around and do different things, and that you don't really know what they do. Like, there's no. It's like. We got to draw the line somewhere. Are you a reporter? Are you a coach? Are you like what are we?
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know. You can't be both.
No,
you cannot be both.
So no,
it is what it is. Well, I wasn't planning to spend 15 minutes on that particular topic, but it's definitely the hot topic of the day. And I mean, it affects Mississippi State in that, you know, NIL is everywhere, and Mississippi State is not immune to these kind of problems. And so, like we said, you know. I like the fact that State's NIL collective is run by a former lawyer who, yep. like you said, you know, who understands contracts. Apparently, they're saying that verbal agreement between the coaches and this player—that's a terrible idea.
But again, you're talking about like we go back to what we were talking about with the NFL, like in their model. All those guys are represented by agencies, by lawyers, uh-huh. by people that can go through contracts. They do all of the negotiating for them.
Right.
There are thousands of athletes out there right now that don't have that representation. Mm-hmm. They don't have somebody that can come in and help them. They just go into an office with people that are significantly smarter than them on these business deals that do it on a daily basis, that are manipulating them, that are you know, basically scheming them. And I'm not saying that's what UNLV did, but there's nobody there. This guy just hired an agent, I think, recently. So mm-hmm. he didn't go into that deal. He came from like Holy Cross or something. He wasn't a big time guy. Mm-hmm. He didn't go into that deal thinking, I'm good. Like, the guys, these are the people that I've trusted. They've told me their word. They're going to give me this money. That's what you think. That's what your mindset is when you go into those business deals. And this has been confirmed, by the way, I think on both sides, that this was a verbal agreement. There was nothing signed.
Right.
So, you know, I struggle with that. Like, who do I blame here? I'm kind of in the middle of all this. Like, the players, I wish the players were a little more into, like, just playing the game for how it is. And also, like, I feel like those guys need their money. They need to be compensated for the stuff they're doing on the field. Mm-hmm. This guy's helping elevate UNLV, although his passing numbers are nothing to write home about.
But right. But they are 3-0.
They're 3-0 with him as starting quarterback. So a lot of these guys have no clue what's going on. They just want money, and, you know, people say that they're going to give it to them, and a lot of them don't get what they're promised.
Yeah.
So we got to do a better job making sure both sides are, you know, represented. And figure out a way to fix all this crap, because it's a mess.
Glad I'm not the one who has to do it. I'll say that. All right, let's move into some MSU talk. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Whatever you're doing this weekend, put some beef on the grill. That'll make you happy, you know? I don't think Mississippi State's going to be grilling up any Longhorns this weekend, but you can. You can be the one. I'm sorry. I know.
We will.
We will.
We will.
Indeed. We will. I'm trying. That threw me off for some reason because I started thinking about it. I was like, oh, we're going to
start planning.
Okay.
You planned 3 weeks ago.
I've had this planned out for like 2 months.
There we go.
I knew what was going to happen. I didn't know that the football part of it was going to be what it is. But wherever you are in our great state, if you want to enjoy a steak, you can either put one on the grill or you can check out one of our incredible steakhouses. They're just everywhere. You can't go wrong with them. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked southern soul food that you are looking for. And you certainly are looking for it. When you want a great meal in Starkville, It's not too far away. It's always in the Cotton District at Two Brothers. And apparently everybody was at the older brother yesterday.
It was packed. It was slam-packed.
Including Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk at separate tables.
Yes. I knew you were going out to eat somewhere.
That's what I told my friends. I was like, I put that bug in his ear.
Well, we actually were going to go to Board Town.
Uh-huh.
And they were closed.
Closed?
I never know when they're open. So we were disappointed with that, and Becky was like, let's just go to older brother. I was like, all right,
I'm sitting there having lunch with a couple of friends from out of town. Father Jason from the church and Jeff Artigues, who's the deacon at St. Joseph, walk in, so I speak to them. And then
sitting next to you?
Yeah, that was okay. Father Jason, yeah.
And, which one was he?
The one in all black.
Okay, with the hat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's how priests dress. They wear all black.
Yep. I have no clue what they wear out in public.
All black.
They wear black all the time. Yeah. Okay.
So, and then...
But not like a Metallica t-shirt.
No, not like a Metallica t-shirt. Not like a button-up.
Yeah.
And then Robbie walks... And then Jay Perry was in there as well.
Jay Perry was in there?
He was chewing your ear off.
Yeah, that's how it is when Jay
and
I
He gets going, yeah. So yeah,
we were talking about NIL and
But the older brother was packed, and that's great to see because we love that place. And even as busy as they were, food was coming out quickly and it was delicious.
Barton was in there slinging.
He was
dishes.
running that show.
Yep,
that croque monsieur. I finally got the croque monsieur. Hey, Dad, I told him I was like, can we do it? He's like, yeah.
So, with the bacon on it. I got the shrimp po' boy for the first time, and Buddy...
It's loaded with shrimp. That's what my friends got. And that's like a pound of shrimp on there.
A few pieces fell off, and it was still packed. I couldn't even close the sandwich.
Yeah, you can't close the sandwich. So, I'm telling you, you need to go check out the older brother if you haven't been there just yet. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years. 50. Wherever you are in our great state, and you're looking, I keep saying that. I've said it three times. When you need technology for your business,
if you're in the market for a new copier,
new printer, you need to give Advantage Business Systems a call, because not only do you get the best name brands at a good price, you have the assurance that if something does go wrong, you've got somebody there that can take care of it, not put you on hold for 45 minutes, not make you wait a week to 10 days before they show up to fix it. Because they're in Mississippi, a lot of times they can fix your problem the same day. So give them a call at 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to go to Maroon & Co. or use their website, maroonandco.com, and get yourself some new gear. When you're in Starville, that's the place to find the best gear for Mississippi State. Stuff you can't find anywhere else. They've got a selection of polos and t-shirts and hats that just aren't available anywhere but Maroon & Co. And you can use our promo code to save some money. Thunder15, 15% off any order, regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to Davis Wade Stadium, you need to go to Maroon & Co. So, this is the situation here. We can't go 9 weeks of just doom and gloom. We can't do it. All right, we can't. We could, but who wants to do
that? So what are we going to do? Are we just going to, like, eventually just start talking about, you know?
I'm glad you asked.
UFC or
we're gonna sing Happy Happy Joy Joy from the Ren and Stimpy Show. You ready?
Okay.
Happy Happy Joy Joy. Happy Happy Joy Joy.
My mom did not want me to watch that.
Nobody's
show.
Mom wanted them to watch Ren and Stimpy. Luckily, I was old enough that it wasn't an issue.
We're going to find a way to watch it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to try to find some happy, happy, joy, joy in this season wherever we can. You know, you got to take your moments where you get them. And I thought we'd start today talking about, you know, this week you play Texas, then you have a week off. I think if I'm Jeff Lebby, I'm really going to look deep into my week off and say this. In the days of the transfer portal, the odds of you keeping a player for five seasons, for redshirting him, and then keeping them for 4 years is very low. Mm-hmm. It's very low. I've got to start playing some of these young guys to figure out who can be here for me next season. So I'm going to talk to my freshmen and be like, guys, if you're planning on redshirting, you probably shouldn't do that anymore. It's time to start figuring it out. If Xavier Gayton is healthy, let's get him some carries. Stonka Burnside, J.J. Harrell, Craver. You know, I don't want to take Akari and Coleman off the field because they're certainly – and Coleman will be back next year hopefully anyway. I'm sure you'll have to put together a nice NIL package for him, but – you got to start figuring out who can actually contribute to this football program in the years to come. And so my hope is that we will see some bright spots from some of these young guys if they're given the opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. I think this is a chance for, you know, obviously Michael Van Buren, but got like getting more reps for Stonka Burnside and, you know, maybe like San Francisco McGee, or more opportunities
McGee,
for
Ricky
Mario
Johnson.
Mario Craver.
Yeah.
Like, these guys need to – you need to start breaking them in and getting them going. And on defense, let's see some more Zachary Tillman, some Joe Head, guys like that on the defensive side of the ball, just to go ahead and get them ready. I mean, I hate it for some of these other guys that are here that, you know, transferred in. They have 1 year left or whatever. But what good does that do you – if you're not getting your team prepared for next season? And you got to keep some of these young guys happy too, because you know this roster is going to try to get gutted by someone else,
mm-hmm.
especially some of the younger, you know, exciting players like the wide receivers they got.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to come in and try to get those guys.
They're probably already hearing from those guys.
Oh yeah, no, there's no doubt. So you're going to have to overpay for them. The least you can do to try to help that situation is get them more reps, get them more opportunities, show them that, you know, the staff believes in them, that things are moving forward. But, you know, just saving guys at this point just doesn't make any sense. Get some of these young guys some reps. Go ahead and start getting Luke Work and Jimothy Lewis in there.
Yeah, that's two for sure you want to get in there.
Yep, because this offensive line hasn't been very good anyway. So, but, I mean, what does it hurt?
Defensively, Terrence Hibbler, want to try to start getting him some reps. You know, just you got to see who's ready for you, who's able to play for you next season. Then there's Michael Van Buren, who, you know, is going to definitely play. This is a real audition for him. I don't think, you know, he doesn't have to be a world beater or anything like that, but if he shows you enough as a true freshman, then you can put sort of tell Shapen, okay, you're welcome to stay and compete for the starting job, but there's not going to be any huge NIL deal for you in this.
Yeah.
So you save some money there, if nothing else. And if Shapen says, well, I want to move on, then you allow him
maybe
to do
just
that.
Give him what he's got now.
Maybe I mean, that's what you tell him. It's like, well, you still make what you make. We're not going to cut your pay, but...
Because he hasn't done anything, and he's hurt.
I'm not telling you to say, like, okay, now you're not making as much money
as we kick him to the curb,
You just say... You know,
we'll keep the same deal.
If you thought you were going to be getting a bigger deal at the end of the season, you're not. So, I mean, that's, you know, the nature of this business, and that's what it is now, it's got to be a little bit more. You got to be a little cold sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is pay for play, by the way.
It is.
Anybody that's saying it's not, 100%. It is.
When I look at Van Buren, I have two comps. One's a Lebby comp, and then one's a big comp.
Mm-hmm.
My Lebby comp is Mackenzie Milton. Just a smaller guy, can scramble, can make some plays with his feet, got a good arm.
Or right-handed Dylan Gabriel.
Could be. Gabriel's a little bigger, but, you know, they list him at 6'1", which means he's probably 5'11".
Yeah.
My big comp, and this is a totally unfair comp because of who it is Kyler Murray. He just sort of looks like him. He even looks like him a little bit in the face. But
I would sign up for both.
If I could get both, yeah. Murray was the number one high school player in the country. He was a Heisman Trophy winner, the number one pick in the draft. If you get a tenth of that, you feel really good about Michael Van Buren. But that's the kind of player you're talking about here. He's going to make plays with his feet a little bit more than Shapen. I think you're going to see a little bit more scramble drill, especially with this offensive line. It could be a little bit bigger threat in the running game than Shapen was. But it's what he is able to do throwing the ball is what's going to make the determination for him and his future at Mississippi State. But this was Lebby's guy. We talked about it in the recruiting process. As soon as Lebby got this job, he decommitted from Oregon and was at Mississippi State. I think it's just as simple as when Lebby was at Oklahoma, he didn't want to have to go there against Jackson Arnold, who at the time was, you know, anointed as the next guy. Why go there and maybe be on the depth chart behind him when I can go to Oregon? They're replacing Bo Nix. Maybe I have an opportunity there. And then when Mississippi State became available, it was obvious. He's like, I want to be with Coach Lebby. He's my guy. Go from there. So Lebby obviously has a great relationship with this kid. We'll see how successful he can be, I guess.
Yeah. And aside to that, don't you think Oklahoma fans are wishing they would have just stuck with Dylan Gabriel instead of trying to push him out the door for Jackson Arnold?
Okay. So I think it was David Ubben from The Athletic made this point, and it's a really good one, that two teams, Oklahoma and Kansas State, both pushed a veteran quarterback kind of out to go ahead and build for the future with the young guy, and it has not worked out. Jackson Arnold, and then, you know, with Kansas State, they went to Avery Johnson, pushing Will Howard out, who's now starting at Ohio State.
Yeah.
So the two guys who got pushed out are starting at the favorites in the Big Ten, and will both probably play in the college football playoff. The other two schools, Kansas State got handled by BYU. They got to start winning some games. And Oklahoma, I mean, I think this thing, they're a mess. They've already changed quarterbacks.
And I think Oklahoma's is going to be – I think they're going to look back at this and say, I think it's just the offense.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing about that offense that excites me. To me, it's not the quarterback. It's the offense. You went from an offense that was much more high-powering, that's quarterback-friendly, that ran with a lot of tempo to what they got right now, which is, you know, I think we've seen enough of that. They're going in their minds. They're going to say it was a Jackson Arnold thing. I think we're going to see different on that. But
yeah,
I think when I look at Michael Van Buren, and Lebby backed this up the other day too when he was talking about, he was asked about, I think it was Sam that asked him about what are the differences in Blake Shapen and Michael Van Buren, and from a skill set standpoint. Lebby said he can do everything. He can do everything that Blake does. Throw the football, run, scramble, do whatever we needed to do, make solid decisions, things like that. Not concerned about that. The biggest thing about the biggest difference between Shapen and Michael Van Buren is the fact that Shapen has done this now for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And Michael Van Buren is now making his first start. This is his third game to play in, and you know, the last two was kind of mop up.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a totally different animal for him to go out there in the SEC, and right off the bat you're playing the number one team in the country on the road.
Yeah.
He didn't get an opportunity to have a game against you know, Eastern Kentucky,
right,
where he's running the show.
There's no transition period for him. It's just right into the deep end.
So I think, you know, we talk about some good things that can happen from this year. There's some bad things that can happen too.
Mm-hmm.
Your quarterback can lose his confidence.
That was a concern. That's my biggest concern, is you're in the first two games. Do you realize there's a real chance that if Georgia just beats the heck out of Alabama, they'll be back to number one?
Yeah.
The first two games could be against number ones. Yep. I mean, and those two defenses, you know, Smart, and you know, I don't know Texas's defensive coordinator off the top of my head, but they've got to be thinking pressure. We're going to show this kid everything. It's very possible that this breaks him a little bit, and that's a worry.
And I think it's up to Jeff Lebby to make sure that he makes things as easy as possible for him. And Jeff Lebby, no matter what some of you folks think about Jeff Lebby, he's one of the best offensive coordinators in the country.
Mm-hmm.
There's no denying that whatsoever. He's one of the best play callers. He knows how to spot talent. He knows what to do. So while the numbers aren't reaching the potential or reaching some of our thoughts on it, I think you have to take into consideration the personnel and all that. But he's got to make things simpler for this kid. He's got to make sure he's getting the ball out quickly. He's not standing in the pocket for an opportunity to get killed back there. When he takes off and scrambles, he's sliding. He's not taking unnecessary hits. Get the ball out of his hands. Allow him to gain some confidence, things like that. That's the most important thing for this weekend for him. And I think the running game, too, is important, too.
Mm-hmm.
Can you establish a little bit of a running game just enough to take some pressure off of him to where he's not having to step back there and pass it 50 times?
Yeah. I'm interested in the run game because you only have two guys right now.
If Gayton's not healthy, you got two scholarship running backs.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing turns south in a hurry.
Yeah.
So we will find out.
We're going to try to find positives
tonight, but
everyone
will know about injuries.
Comes out tonight, yeah.
Yeah, everybody will know about injuries beforehand.
Hopefully, you see Xavier Gayton either not on the list or probable or whatever. We'll see. All right, tomorrow's show we'll do 3 P's: preview, playmakers, predictions for Mississippi State versus Texas. Guys, have a great Thursday. Back with you on Friday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Cause they love them in London and Paris and Tokyo, America, Scotland and Canada and Mexico. They say, I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.